You're listening to continuing coverage in the suitcase murder, the trial of Sarah Boone, from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
So it doesn't matter anything what it is I say. So it makes no difference whatsoever.
It just, you're lying, and like you're now changing your
story. Lying about what?
You're now you were drunk.
Oh, I never said that I was drunk.
Exactly, but you did here today. That's okay.
Not earlier.
Everything on alcohol.
You blamed it on alcohol.
Alcohol does a lot to people.
Yes, but I never said I was drunk.
So you did okay. you did that sober. You knowingly left them down there sober.
I have already told those of you also that we were both drinking.
Right.
Okay.
But you won't admit that you were drunk.
I'm telling you all both. This has changed my life. I will take this. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a true statement.
Absolutely. But you're trying to dance around the fact that
so,
you
what are you doing? Okay,
you left them in there. You're trying to dance around the fact you left them in there.
This is not.
It's not cool.
Like, this is not cool.
It's not cool.
You think that I did that intentionally.
You intentionally left them in there and left the room. You went upstairs to a different room.
You intentionally did that.
You did?
Yes. Because I'm thinking he's going to get out.
Okay, he didn't.
Obviously not.
When somebody's begging for their, begging, saying, I
but
can't
when you
breathe.
Say that, though, but you have to
tell them. Let me out. I can't
breathe. Torso. Like, again, I thought it was a boy crying. Well, so it was just like, what?
Oh, so if your son was in there and said, I can't breathe, are you going to open it, or is he nine, so he's not, you know,
really?
It's not a big deal. I'm just telling a question.
Oh, you said you would never put your son in a suitcase. You would only put George in there.
No, George got in a suitcase.
And you lifted it up.
Not all the way and not intentionally to leave him there.
That's what happened. But you keep going away from
him.
I don't know.
What happened. Are you trying to have me admit that? Because I will never admit it because it's not true. It's not true.
I'm basically stating as a fact that that's what happened.
Okay.
You videotaped him asking to be let out. You go upstairs.
So what, guys? So what? Like, I don't know what you want me to say other than it was not out of maliciousness or intentional. I don't know what or how I can say it. I love George. Love him. To this day, still. Love him.
Love makes you crazy.
It's not one of those things where it's like, oh gosh, you know what? I've done enough for you at this point. I never gave up on him.
Okay.
Why I'm here today, I'm still not giving up on him. I would do anything for him.
Well, you gave up checking up on him.
Oh, my love is crazy.
Oh gosh. Okay.
We're simply just trying to go through. I mean, again, you gave us a completely different story that you churched up to. This was such a lasting matter.
It was. It was fun.
Not
by that
All day. Anybody look at it, I don't think anybody will look at that video and go, George is having fun right now.
So why is it you all think that I y'all don't know me. Nope. Would do something like that, especially having a 9-year-old son.
I don't know.
Like, why?
9-year-old son.
Like,
why are you so caught on to what we think?
Yeah.
When
because you should be
more
like,
concerned about what he told us.
It's because
and
like you guys are like trying
the things that the video shows that are opposite of what you told us, and then what you've now.
Like, what's opposite?
Well, you said that it was funny, and you're the only one.
We were playing before that.
Okay.
But then it stopped.
Yeah.
It obviously stops being fun.
Well, I...
Because you're screaming at him. He's not going to get out.
Screaming at him.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like screaming at me.
I don't know what you all want me to tell you. In no way, shape, or form, but it's intentional. At all. ever.
Okay. Are you still going to allow us to do your fingernails?
Go for it.
Go for it? Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to get that set up.
Do you need to know that when you come back and I ask about this? So what?
Just don't understand.
So it was.
I don't understand how your story changes so much to the
back. How is it changing me? Please help me explain. I understand.
You went on about how this was such a playful thing and you guys were laughing. And it probably was for a few minutes, but then it obviously changes. The whole demeanor of this whole situation completely changes. It's not the funny, laughing matter. He's not laughing at all.
I didn't think he was being serious.
You absolutely sound serious.
I didn't think so. Like, just...
You don't think your voice... You sounded serious?
It's... Okay. I don't know what you want me to tell you. It was a great day.
Okay.
It didn't end well. Obviously.
I can't
explain to you. I can't explain to you how horrific it was.
Okay.
To find him. Horrific. Because I don't remember seeing this video.
Okay.
How horrific. I'm thinking he's in the bathroom. I'm thinking he's downstairs in the laptop. I can't find him. So what? So what's going to happen?
Here's the good thing, though, is you don't remember taking videos, you don't know where he is, you don't remember him being in the suitcase, and you're still telling me that you had your wits about you. How does someone have their wits about him when...
See, that's the thing, too, but you can clearly tell that I had been drinking some. You can clearly tell.
I had several people that came up to me in that apartment complex said that you were drunk on a daily basis.
Oh my gosh. Right.
Regularly.
Right.
Really?
Right. Talk to the property manager. Talk to the property manager.
Okay.
Because if not.
These are your neighbors, the ones that live next to you. Your property manager does not live next to you. They see you every day. How many
people?
What are your questions?
Yep.
Can I help you? Who's coming? Did you have a fingernail?
Yes. You said that we said.
And you don't have to allow us to do it, just so you know. So, don't take that.
I don't have a problem.
Okay. Just make sure.
So, am I getting my phone back?
No.
Not too late.
What about losing his laptop?
No.
Not too late.
Okay. What does that mean?
We're still going through everything.
Oh, that's fine.
You're the one just telling us there's videos that we need to see on it, so we
that's
need
fine.
To do our due diligence that we go through everything.
See, and that backfired on me now, too, because now you all think that I had even more, in quotes, intent to do what I did then, which was not intentional.
What's that?
In that. Is that correct?
He's asking about your time in
the No, but I'm asking if that's correct.
No, I'm not going to worry about what you're saying. I'm not, that you're... No.
So, his person's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you all inform her or do I need to call her?
We don't have to inform her, so if you would like to call her, you can.
Are you saying that he's still on probation?
No, but because of the nice lady that she is and all that she's done for him, I thought, if I didn't know how it was.
Legally, we just have to tell his parents, and we don't go telling. We
Everybody
don't. Else. I didn't even know who his probation officer was, so no, I wouldn't go tell.
So the same thing for classes. I need to do that too.
Classes. And what?
Substance abuse class and then battery intervention.
Yeah,
we're going to have to carry that. So, other than this, so initially, what was the cause of death?
She is still pending because she wants to hold the body for an additional day to see if more of those bruises turn into something bigger. She's doing some other tests that she's got to do. So she's pending it for now.
So, and that couldn't have been of him being in the suitcase? Or
that's
the only
what,
thing that I could simply get it?
That's what she's determining.
So,
the ones on the head, I asked her, could that have been from the suitcase? And she said she didn't think so.
I didn't touch him, nor did he touch me.
Okay.
I'm leaving it at that. So I don't know if you all know how to do this, because I, so that's what I was going to ask, you're going to ask. So are you all updating his parents today, or when you get final, whatever?
What does it matter, boy? What we tell his parents, meaning?
Because we're going to talk to them. Okay,
I have,
but it's going to come down to me.
What do you mean?
Like, so it's being put on me.
Who said that?
But I'm not, so what is it you would tell them?
We're going to give them an update, just like we gave you an update on their autopsy.
Okay, so it's whatever group.
Here's the thing.
Whatever on the head.
We had to deliver news to them last night that their son was dead. There's not a whole lot of conversation that goes on after that. It's not a very easy
thing. Was it yesterday or Sunday? Sunday. Today's Tuesday, right?
Did we not meet you yesterday? We met you yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Right? Did you not meet yesterday?
It's a valid question.
Really? Yes, on Monday.
Okay.
Got it.
Perfect.
So I don't know if I asked you guys or how I find this out other than talking to his parents, which is not gonna happen.
Yeah. Probably a terrible idea.
What, how do you guys suggest me finding out about funeral?
That's not even something that's been probably talked about between the family. That's not something we ask. We have no way of.
I've been notified.
Yeah.
So
it'll be up to them to make the arrangements of what they want to do. Like she just told you this quick, just being told last night, I'll pretty much be willing to wager that they have not even considered what they're going to do.
My body can't even be released.
No.
So
I've been there with parents, grandparents, and uncles. So I don't know if I have the right to or not, but like I was going to call his former employees, whom he really cared for, and let them know.
You can call whoever you want.
I just don't want to do something that I'm not supposed to. How do I go about getting his wedding ring, engagement ring?
It's at the medical examiner's office. It'll come to us eventually, and then
it'll be released to the
Yeah. Okay.
I bought it for him.
Okay.
That is a civil issue. It was on his finger. It goes to them. They're the ones that are going to release it. We don't have any say in them.
So I won't get that back. So for all of this, like, how do I find out what's what, how many, like, what's been found?
What do you mean?
Pillow with stain, swab stain from pillow, suitcase.
That won't be sent off to
the
daily blood department law enforcement. They do their testing.
So, and then, like, whatever white can with blood and necktie with blood was from the suitcase.
Okay.
Why would you guys, you'll see it in there, the baseball bat for Lucas. And the feet. And this is just his phone, my phone, and the laptop.
Okay, when anything can be released, we will release it, but we are very early in this investigation, and it's not a learning process, unfortunately.
So, what's next?
They're going to come and swab your fingers?
No, I'm talking about, like, in the long run. Like, what do I need to, like, do I need to be doing something, or, like,
I can't tell you what to do.
I mean, like, so, like, for, like, I don't understand, like, I don't know if you guys are just gonna, like, because it makes it sound like, to me, like, I'm being accused of something that was not intentional. I'm being accused of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a handful of other things that I'm being accused of.
Okay.
So I don't want to be at home with Lucas and you guys show up.
Okay.
So
it's, or we're still on the street. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
So is there going to be concrete, whatever it is, and then it's like, okay, this is what it is, kind of thing, or like, because I've done the whole court thing, I've done the whole attorney thing, I've done whatever, so if I'm not admitting anything about being intentional and I killed George, that's not the situation, but it's trying to depend on me. That was not my intent. But it's trying to depend on me. So however or whatever it is I need to do in order for that to be proven, then I need to do stuff, which is why I'm trying to get my ducks in a row. So that's why I'm asking what the next step is other than me getting my nails swapped.
I mean, you want me to tell you how to not be accused of a crime? If that's what you're asking? Like, I don't know what
you... I'm trying to prepare myself for whatever may need to be done so I can, I guess, stick up for myself.
I mean, I think you're doing just fine. You came, you talked.
I just don't want you guys to, again, show up and Lucy's in the house.
Well, we did tell you yesterday that we don't want to do anything around your son, hence why you came to us. So I don't know why you think that's going to change.
That and or me not just show up back home.
I'm sorry, what? That or what?
Me just not show up back home. That's what, oh, he's so happy that I'm staying over at the house with Ryan. Like, so happy. And I'm not going back to the house, to my house, for however long I can stay over here because of whatever to blow over.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you don't mind me asking, so for whatever it is you all are claiming from the videos, which, yeah, it's, is that what you're going to tell him? Like, his parents? It's like, oh yeah, and by the way, she did.
Did what?
I mean, what would you tell him?
I don't think it really matters what we're going to tell the parents.
Okay, it is the fuel to the fire.
Well, we can't hide things, and I don't know, I'm not saying we're going to go, I'm not saying that we're going to go and tell them every single thing we have, but again, this is the Orange County Sheriff's Office of Public Record, so eventually, like, this all will come out. So, it's just like, I'm not, you're making it sound like we're going to tell them something, so then your life is in danger, and I don't like that accusation. So, let's just nip that in the butt right now.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
I cannot,
but technically there's no concrete report yet, even.
Right.
So
it's,
you want me to, like, tell you exactly what I'm going to tell them back?
I don't know what I'm going to tell them. I don't know what I'm going to tell them. Let's just leave it at that. Just like, you don't know why you went upstairs. I don't know what I'm going to tell them. So,
can I call you the way that I did last time?
Yeah, my phone is in the same line. Missy should be there now.
No, I'm not.
I get it. Look, I get it. That looks really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what scares me. Like, what do I need to plan on? I promise you, on my son's life, it was not intentional. I promise you, on Lucas's life, it was not intentional.
I don't know you. I can't say I know anything about you. I don't know what would be a true statement, what would not. I mean, if you're promising on your son's life, that's fine.
That's how much it means.
Sorry.
That's how much it means.
Okay.
I hope you take that to heart. Please.
It's documented that you said that, yeah. I get it.
Do you have any idea when I can get my phone back?
What's up, Mom?
What did you say?
I just said no. I mean, our digital forensics unit is got a lot of cases on her plate. I mean.
Well, and that's not how you say my laptop. It was his laptop. But he plays, you'll see all the games that he has on there.
As soon as we can get that back to Lucas, we will. As soon as we can release your phone, we will. But we have no way of being able to tell you because we don't have control over their caseload and how they arrange what they do. So I don't know. And at this point, I think, honestly, with everything else that's going on, it should probably be at the bottom of your list of worries.
I'm trying to make Lucas happy so he can have his laptop back.
Did Brian not have a laptop for him?
He has his laptop that he has to do for work, but he doesn't want him using it or breaking or dropping. It's not a big deal. There's nothing on the laptop anyway. So you will keep me posted, like I did. That's my thing, is I'm trying to figure out what I need to do in the meantime.
I don't know, I can't, like, I don't know what to tell you, though. Like,
But you all have more information than I do, whereas, yeah, you might want to, or yeah, you might want to.
Like, we have more information on what?
Like,
we told you everything that we have. You know everything that we know. And most of it we got from you.
But, like I was telling her, like, yeah, that's bad. Like, which I swore in my son's life was not intentional. So that's why I'm trying to figure out what I need to do for myself. Going forward with it, nonetheless, with his family. And are you all just showing up with Lucas now?
We've already both told you that we need to be mindful of any situations.
So do you guys, I guess you're gonna call me tomorrow? Or do we have to come back down here?
I'll chat with you next time. I have no idea when I'm gonna call you next.
Doesn't the report come out tomorrow?
Our report?
I'm just saying the report is generated through us, and the sheriff's office is a public entity. So if someone were to come request something, then...
No, I'm talking about his autopsy.
She's waiting and doing her follow-up, but...
She's looking at him.
Yeah.
But she won't be finished with him because she's coming for other stuff.
So after this, what? I'm done? For now? How long did the stuff take to get back?
You won't get back. The swabs and stuff will stay.
I don't know about it.
Sorry. I'm just sorry. Someone keeps calling my phone. I keep having to have other people call them to see what they need.
I hope you all can really both truly understand that that was not my intent. I miss him a lot.
I mean,
no,
but my question has remained the same. What do you expect to happen to somebody when you leave them in a position like that?
Yes, but you have to understand too.
Just what would you expect to happen to somebody when you leave them in a position?
I have no idea because I've never done it before.
Why haven't you ever done it before?
Why would I?
Exactly.
Why did I do it before?
Why did you do it now?
I clearly have said why.
No, you don't know why. You just know that it's not intentional, but you don't know why. But that's okay.
Really?
I'm not trying to force you to say something that you don't know.
It's Phoebe and Penny. I bet you guys would feel that I'm that kind of person.
We're not assuming anything. We're going by the facts that happened.
Like you said, you don't know me. What time is it, please? 4:40. In itself, for me to have to live with getting him out and doing what I did is punishment enough. I think that's why I haven't slept. Because that's all I see. So that right there says something. Not my
Yeah, just
maybe. Do you find that was there yesterday?
And then she took your photo.
Thank you.
Okay, Sarah. So, you're not free though, okay? Tom, do you promise everything you told us is the truth? Or no? Everything we've talked about today?
Yes. What do you mean?
I don't swear. Remember I swore you yesterday on the audio recording? I just forgot, so you raised your hand to remind me to tell you.
Okay.
Do you promise and swear that everything we talked about today has been true and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
For which?
True and accurate to the best of your knowledge.
What, that it wasn't intentional?
Everything you said today, everything that's come out of your mouth has been true and accurate to the best of your knowledge.
To the best of my knowledge?
Correct. Yes.
Why?
To assure that everything that we talked about is
true and accurate to the best of that person's knowledge.
Not a true question.
To the best of my knowledge?
To the best of your knowledge.
Everything that you've told us today is true and accurate to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, but it was not intentional.
Okay.
All right, come here, stand up. You just turn around, face the wall. Put your hands behind your back. Do you have anything in your pockets that I should know about?
No.
Correct.
Why is this happening?
Because George is dead.
Not intentionally.
We understand that.
He's still dead.
Well, we don't.
So we need to call Ryan, please.
Okay.
Or can I not make a phone call?
You'll be able to make a phone call when you get down to the jail.
So why is this happening? So this was a trick.
No, it's not.
Well,
how is it a trick? I'm here to ask you to explain a few things to us.
Uh-huh. You're right, you're right.
Your response to everything was basically, I didn't do it.
Intentionally.
Okay, I say that. Doesn't matter. I'm still there. Make
sure. Have a seat. Right.
Really?
So I can show up.
Thanks.
Why are you coming?
Because
before you all said I could leave.
Mm-hmm.
But I was done after that.
We were done, yes. We were done. Absolutely.
So that's what it is.
We are done.
Right. Not intentional.
Okay.
So what am I supposed to do now?
You will.
Someone needs to call Ryan.
Okay.
Lucas is waiting for mom to come home. This was not my intention. I thought I was waiting for you all to come and figure out what's what and how many.
That's what we're trying to do.
And I was going to be able to go home and see Lucas. Now he's just not going to have me come home. So there's nothing that I can do.
I don't know.
There's nothing that I can do in order to go home and see Lucas and prepare.
Okay. You'll be afforded the time in court. You'll be afforded an attorney. You'll be afforded a chance to talk to a judge, and all that stuff will be worked out.
But what's the time frame for that, though?
I have no way of being able to tell you. You should make your first appearance probably tomorrow morning, if not tonight. Depending on how things are busy, how quickly you get down there. I
have
no
suspicion this is going to happen. And I need water, like, really bad, please.
We all checked
it
out. Absolutely
not. I just got those.
Okay. Yeah, you're not allowed in the jail.
So I can't even figure out where I got them.
What? Am I going?
And what am I going to do with my car?
Did you find where it is? When you get down there, you'll have three phones, you'll be able to call.
What, is this possible?
Yeah, once you get down in there, get with them, you'll be able to use a phone in the way.
But how long will that take? Because I need to talk to Brian.
Okay. Yeah, no, it depends how busy, how quickly they get you through. I would say within the hour. It's a pre-phone call in the lobby. It's a pre-phone call.
All of you is bringing their paper.
She has no clue.
So can I ask you, or whoever, those holding cells, am I going to be talking about those?
I don't know.
Last time I had a panic attack.
Let them know that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, you're familiar with the big bay. As long as you go in and you act civil to them, they'll set you in the big bay. You'll be left there for a while.
Can you request that when I'm there?
No, that's not us. We don't work at the jail.
As long as what you're saying is you don't act.
If you go in and act like this, you'll go in and they'll put you in the big bay. If you go in there screaming and kicking and yelling and cursing.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I'm just letting you know that's what happens. That's how they weed people out. If you go in acting like this.
So I ask for the big bang?
No, they'll put you there as long as you're acting like this.
Yeah, because the last time I had a major panic attack on the little thing.
Hey,
thank you.
I have not.
So what am I going to do with my purse? Okay.
Your purse is going to come, but the clearance and stuff can't, so.
I put through a lot of crap too, my bad.
Oh, no, that's okay. Mine are now off system.
What made you all decide to do this?
Maybe they decided to do this. Georgia said.
You guys, I knew this was going to happen.
You did?
So I came down to the village.
Yes, absolutely. When you were trying to figure out what's going on, we're still trying to figure out.
Unintentionally. I forget, I have my, I don't know if it's able to see or not.
I apologize.
I have things in my car that I need to.
For your.
What kind of stuff do you have in your car that you're worried about?
Well, I have my medication.
Okay, they have a pharmacy there, so if there's something that you have to have right away, you'll be seeing a nurse.
It can't be passed up.
Again, when you get checked in, you're going to be seeing a nurse. And that they have a pharmacy there, so they'll be able to take care of any kind of that stuff. That protocol is out of my realm. I don't work down there, so I don't know, but I do know they do have a pharmacy. And that you will be reported to see somebody. Okay.
Hold on.
Yes, ma'am. I put a statement on.
Yeah.
All right.
No.
Judge, can we approach the bench?
Yes. Jury, I have an instruction that I need to read to you at this time. You have heard and watched a recorded interview that contained opinions and statements by Detective Lowen and Detective Kopsel to Sarah Boone. These opinions and statements are pertinent only to explain the reactions and responses they elicit. You are not to consider these opinions and statements by the police officers as true, but only to establish the context of Sarah Boone's reactions and responses. You may continue.
Ma'am, did all of these events that you have testified to in regards to your investigation, did they all occur in Orlando, Orange County, Florida?
Yes, they did.
And ma'am, do you see the person today here in court who admitted to zipping up George Torres in the suitcase?
Yes, I do.
Do you see the person today here in court whose voice you heard on the suitcase video taunting George Torres?
Yes.
Do you see the person here today in court who admitted to you flipping George Torres while he was in the suitcase?
Yes, I do.
And do you see the person today here in court who admitted going to bed while George Torres continued to suffer in the suitcase?
Yes, I do.
Could you please identify that person by an article of clothing they're wearing?
Yes, she's at the defense table in black and I guess a pinkish top.
Your Honor, may the record reflect that the witnesses identified the defendant?
Record will so reflect.
No further questions at this time.
Members of the jury, it is 5:59. I tried to get you out of here before 6. We will continue with the balance of the state's presentation tomorrow at 9 a.m. I'm going to give you another instruction similar to what I've read you previously over the last couple of days. Jurors, you must not conduct any investigation on your own. This includes reading newspapers, watching television, or using a computer, cell phone, the internet, any electronic device, or any other means at all to get information related to this case or the people and places involved in this case. This applies whether you are in the courthouse, at home, or anywhere else. You must not visit places mentioned in the trial or use the internet to look at maps or pictures to see any place discussed during the trial. Jurors do not watch local news or read local newspapers. Jurors must not have discussions of any sort with friends, family members, or even your fellow jurors about the case or the people and places involved. So do not let anyone make comments to you or ask questions about the trial. I want to stress again that just as you must not talk about this case face to face, you must not talk about this case by using an electronic device. You must not use phones, computers, or other electronic devices to communicate. Do not send or accept any messages related to this case or your jury service. Do not discuss this case or ask for advice by any means at all, including posting information on an internet website, chat room, or blog. With that, members of the jury, we'll be in recess for this evening. We will see you tomorrow at 9 a.m. And again, I thank you for your attention and your sacrifice in this matter.
Jury exiting.
Y'all may be seated. State, anything else we need to discuss this evening?
I've received a motion from the defense that I guess they filed at 5:08 p.m. regarding the witness Pearl Walker to appear by Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
It is not something I can agree to, and I'm not sure if they're meeting for deposition or trial or both. It doesn't specify.
Now, I talked to Ms. Walker's daughter, who is her caregiver, and they're going to have her down here at 6 o'clock at the state attorney's office for the deposition, and then they'll go from there. Kevin Beck's going to be handling the deposition. But she's outside the courtroom, Judge.
Okay. Specifically referring to a motion for witness to appear via Zoom filed October 21st, 2024 at 5:08 p.m. The court has reviewed it. We can address this tomorrow after you've had the opportunity to take the deposition.
I would just submit, based on what we've just heard, that she can appear in person because she has.
Is that your final position?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think it would be wise to ask her those kind of questions from the lawyer so they would be able to give a more detailed response about why she didn't want to appear in court. But I understand their position.
Here's the problem that I have. The rule, 3.116D, requires or allows the court to have virtual testimony or remote testimony if all parties consent. And I'm not hearing consent on behalf of the state attorney's office. And in reviewing the other portions of that specific rule, it all follows if there's consent. So I can't allow your request based on the lack of consent between the parties. So for the record, the motion for witness to appear via Zoom filed today, October 21, 2024, is denied in accordance with Rule of Criminal Procedure 3.116, Section D, Paragraph 1.
Judge, and the only other thing is we're trying to logistically get our witnesses here. We've got to fly one in, and of course, Ms. Walker and the experts. I'm just asking for what their plan is for their case for tomorrow.
Judge, we've covered it. Up at the bench, I thought, this is our last witness. It's up to them on how long they cross her. I thought we anticipated Ms. Boone taking the stand at 10 a.m.
He mentioned 10:30.
And my understanding was that Mr. Cacciatore had no further questions for Detective Kepsel, and that we would tender her for cross tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Mr. Henderson had advised it would be 30 to 45 minutes. Taking the worst case scenario, that would be 9:45, built in 15 minutes for redirect. I don't know if it's going to take that long. We will then remove the jury. Once the state rests, we will address any motions I will colloquy your client on a couple of different matters, and then I will turn it over to you. So I would say that a start time, a good range, would be between 10 and 10:30. I hope we don't have the same delays we had this morning with access. It's Tuesday, not Monday. There may be less jurors, so it may allow better efficiency in moving our panel in. But as soon as the state rests, I intend on moving to motion, colloquing your client, and turning the ball over to you, sir, for you to call your first witness.
Prior to Sarah Boone testifying, I am going to want to view with her the suitcase and the bag.
Understood. Okay. Anything else, state?
No, Your Honor.
Defense?
No, sir.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Thank you very much.
Your Honor, may I approach an unrelated matter?
More continuing coverage in the suitcase murder. The trial of Sarah Boone is on the way from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Press subscribe now.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.